Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 1/19/2024. And I'll tell you what, just have a comment on the last evening, a couple of them. But the fact is, we'll try to have everything up on archives, you know, as quickly after the show as possible. Some people were still getting the show, others were not. So be that as it may, always wait a little bit and you'll be able to get it after the show. The point of the matter is that somebody in the EIEIOs did not want that show on last night with the Hawk talking the truth. And I'm going to tell you, you might think it's a little bit about some of the stuff about them going after the Bible and all of that. Anything with Trump or the Bible or your banks giving you up and all the stuff and all those things. But really what this deal was about is the fire in the Hudner, all right? And the fact is that the big hams and the old SIGINT from across the pond in the United States and everything have been listening to CB band in the United States, as well as originally in England, but in the United States. Burst transmissions in an Arabic or Farsi, perhaps, coded burst transmissions, like on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then by golly, we had yesterday a fire on the Hudner, which had just been in the deal. And they had a speculation or an idea that, quite frankly, maybe the Iranians or any Houthis here, because if you're a Houthi, allegedly you can walk right across that border, you know, and no problemo, baby. Because they're not the big terrorists. And of course, all they got to do is say they're from somewhere else. But that was the deal. Now, I'm going to point out two other things. You got a 747 Boeing cargo jet. Catches on fire and has to land back in Miami. Now, that's quite interesting. Always under investigation, aren't they? Next one. You got a light plane lands on a Virginia Parkway. Isn't that quite interesting? Are they tied to the same scenario, ladies and gentlemen? That perhaps the order is given by the Iranian or some other Arabic-speaking nation, perhaps Houthis, or, you know, others in the Hezbollah or what have you, but I suspect it's Iranian-coded, Farsi in code. They're not speaking the words, they're speaking the letters. Probably just the Iran, you know, the just letters, perhaps, of Arabic. And then they're doing a burst transmission within the citizen band radio system in the United States, just like the Chinese did it in the U.S., same thing, just like the Chinese did it in the British deal. And here we go. Ba-ba-ba-lula, you know, bim-bam-boom. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. You better get ready to rock and roll, because this thing is getting ready to rock and roll. And if you go, like, I believe, to Economic Collapse blog, I believe it might be up at some of it might be at Brother Quayle's, but the Economic Collapse blog, and you start to look at 72% approximately of the United States feel that we're in for a desperate implosion of the U.S. economy and all of the stuff and the U.S. system. No longer 72% are no longer believing in the United States, the nation's systems, governments, institutions, all of it. And when you keep bringing in illegal immigrants, coming in and in and in and in, including potentially Houthis, including Iranians, Russians, Red Chinese, all kind of people. And by golly, I'll tell you what. You have in Denver, $130 million deal where 8,000 people have come in to Denver and they go to the Denver hospital. And it's blowing it out, $130 million in the red because of people, illegal immigrants, getting free health care. Man, oh man, I wish I could be getting free. Got a strong voice that the Lord has preserved, and I still got to come down the hall in a wheelchair because I cannot walk. Lung cancer, but into the muscles and into different things. In other systems. I'm just going to say right now, may Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, will you come down to me? Lord, will you come to me, Lord Jesus? Will you remove the cancer from my body? Will you provide me with medical miracles? Will you then restore my organs, my muscles, my bones, all the different parts that have the stuff in it now? Will you then do that, Lord Jesus, and then restore me back to more optimal health? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And here we go. John 14:10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? And the Father in me and the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. And I have to pause a second here. I'm just trying to get the light right and get. Believe me that I'm the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Verse 12, chapter 14, John. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, and ladies and gentlemen, his name is Jesus, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That's verse 21. You want to see Jesus? Read it. John 14. Yeah, the dollar hits the bottom of the largest currency, top currency list. And then oil's at $98 a barrel. I think it's time that somehow or another, if Brother Trump or whoever, we got to start producing oil. Although I see Red China Joe's going through the diplomatic circles to Mexico to try to get with the Mexican deal again. And they're going to try to do the deal with Trump. And I'm not saying I've ever been the biggest fan of Trump. You know that I have not, but I didn't necessarily not like him either. I like what he did. I like $1.87 gas. I did like all of that. I like low inflation. I like the fact that he had guts. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this Red China Joe is bought and paid for. Red China Joe bought and paid for. But Hunter ain't the point. Red China Joe is the point. Red China Joe is the point because of the billions that went through Hunter Biden and through John Kerry's kid, you see, into a so-called investment business, right? Yeah. So what are we going to do? If you're going to vote this sucker in again, you got nobody's business to put Biden back in. I'm not saying who you do or what you do. I don't even know if there'll still be an election. Because they feel he's so far behind. If it's Trump or whoever the heck it is, and it likely is Trump, then I guarantee you they will try everything they got and if necessary, bribe every federal judge in the country or every state judge in the country to put Trump in jail, you see, and to push the issue. So I don't know how it's going to go. I do not know how it's going to exactly go, but I'm going to tell you what, there's blood, but there is power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Now, this government, once again, I'm going to tell you like I told you last night. Financial surveillance, regular surveillance, they're violating, and then also the FBI. Violating your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, your Third, Fourth, Fifth Amendment, the Bill of Rights is being violated. And I read to you last night out of the Declaration of Independence and also out of the Bill of Rights. And I tell you what, I still like Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, I still love it. I'm going to read it again. And how we burn in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family. Or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs paling with every bang of the dancer's door and every step of the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose. And it boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, like 12 gauges or whatever you got, rifles, shotguns, pistols in this country. The Organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transports, and notwithstanding all of Stalin, Beijing, Biden's thirst, allegedly, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, had no awareness of the real situation, then purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And we're involved in the Gog-Magog War. Believe me. And Albert Pike wrote the Third World War, which is his part of, but it's more of a beginning part. It's the Gog Magog. Ezekiel 38:39. Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Asian tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. And meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And Pike says, Pike of the High Masonics, you see, the agents of the Illuminati, we shall unleash the nihilists. That means people that want to destroy it or take it down to nothing, all right? Make it nil. And the atheists. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations that the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, under the most bloody turmoil, and that's not only going to be overseas, but here, you see, ladies and gentlemen, them and everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned. You see, this is what Pike says in his Luciferian High Lucy sort of way. Christianity, whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, and without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. There's where Pike is at, Albert Pike, brought finally out in the public view. And it's been out the public view, has it not? Iowa, Illinois, various state capitals, different things like that. And this manifestation and the results from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, that was written in 1871. These guys had a plan back then, did they not? Did they not have a plan? Yeah, yes, they did. Ah, yeah. Now, Victor Suvorov Victor Suvorov and the Spetsnaz, which basically, he wrote an article back a while ago, militaria.lib.ru. And in chapter 15 of his book was Spetsnaz's First World War. And here's the deal. It's known officially by the GRU and others as the preparatory period, and unofficially in the overture. The overture is a series of large and small operations, the purpose of which is, before actual military operation begin, to weaken the enemy's morale, create an atmosphere of general suspicion, fear, and uncertainty, and divert the attention of the enemy's armies and police forces to a large number of different targets, each of which may be the subject of the next attack. The overture is carried out by agents of the secret services of the Soviet satellite countries, or the Russians, or perhaps even, if you look at this, Iranians, which have a treaty with the Russians and the Chinese. And now the Houthis are going to be protected. Apparently the Russians are going to go down into the Red Sea with their vessels. The principal method employed in this stage is gray terror. Meaning gray terror, meaning you don't know who did it or whether it's a terrorist act or not. Who did the Hudner? Who did the big ship out in, in San Diego? Who does these things like all of a sudden transport planes fall out of the sky and then on the same day? Same day one has to land in Virginia. Ain't all that far from CIA. Near Herndon, perhaps, I think. I forget the exact town. Langley is where the CIA is at, but it ain't all that far. The GRU reckons that in this period, its operations, that means their military intelligence of the Russians, should be regarded as natural disasters, you see. Actions by forces beyond human control. Mistakes committed by people or terrorist acts by organizations not connected to the Russia or Soviet Union. The terrorist acts carried out in the course of overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. In some cases, all that may be needed is one man who has a weapon, nothing more than a screwdriver, a box of matches, or a glass ampule with something in the old glass ampule. Some of the operations that have catastrophic consequences, for example, an epidemic of an infectious disease at 7 of the most important naval bases in the West would have the effect of having or cutting in half the combined naval might of the Soviet Union or the Russian enemies. The overture could last from several weeks, several months, gradually gathering force and embracing all kind of stuff in terms of the fresh regions. At the time, at a time the U.S. military would become involved, or the greater Soviet military would become involved, and photographs of compromised the NATO chief would appear on the front page of the Western newspapers, a scandal explodes. Well, you know, old Austin had him a little scandal, didn't he? Nobody was in charge of the Defense Department, you know? And I'm going to tell you what, are the same people going to be involved in the military governments as Obama set up some time ago? You know what I mean? Okay, here we got it on right here. This is very interesting. World NATO Directive, okay, Hal Turner Show. To all member ministers, war with Russia, somebody sent this to me. War with Russia is inevitable. We were just talking about the NATO, right out of the Viktor Suvorov's book, Spetsnaz First World War, right? Oh, wow. NATO directive to all member ministers, war with Russia is inevitable. All Western people must prepare. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Lord Jesus told you to prepare in Matthew 25. Told you to make sure you had lamp oil. And those who come say, oh, please give it to us. And no, not so. Go and buy from them that have it. And you better do whatever you can do right now, you see. Okay, here we go. January 19th, World Health Organization is drafting new guidelines on controlling mass gatherings in the name of public health. And they're saying shutdown 2.0 possible as the election variant. Ah, the election variant of the COVID arrives just in time for the 2024 presidential amazing race. Presidential race. Amazing timing, is it not? Somebody just sent that to me. World Health Organization drafting new guidelines on controlling mass gatherings in the name of public health. Yeah. You better be buying food, ladies and gentlemen. You better be getting all the canned goods, all of the Mount House, the Alpenair, the Wise, freeze-dried, dehydrated foods that you can get. And they have nothing else than good old chunky soup. Chunky sirloin burger or chunky vegetable or whatever it is you like. And I'm going to tell you what, you also have your different progressos, that old progresso clam chowder. Had some of that the other night when it was 23 below chill or whatever it was that night here. With a grilled cheese, American food. But I'm going to tell you, if you can't only get one or two extra cans a week, then go ahead and get it. I remember our friend who was a college student, and he took that to heart, and he didn't have much bucks, but if he spent another, back in those days, 20 years ago or 18, 19 years ago, when he first started doing it, he was down at Wichita State. He said, Hawk, I've already got now about 6 months' supply of food. With one can being a ration per day, hiding under his beds, under the sofa, in the closets, all different places. And he just kept going and going. Because I'm going to tell you what, man, you better have that ready to go, and you better have warm boots, thin-slate gloves, thin-slate coats. You better have layers. Where are you doing your layers? Extended cold weather gear, in a sense, X-Wax or whatever the military calls it. Polypropylene or silk long-handled underwear, not the cotton, but polypropylene, because it sheds moisture, wicks moisture away from your body. And then you got other items to stay warm, you know, fleece, shirts, fleece, the whole bit. And then a heavier coat, big old gloves or mittens, thinsulate. And you better have, I don't know if you got an Alice pack or a big pack, but if nothing else, I like for just moving and walking, a small Alice type pack, which you can get online various places, or you can get them in, I've seen them in stores, you know, Army Navy stores, surplus stores, sporting goods. But you want something to carry about 'em with a pistol belt. You want something that's got a couple canteens on it. You want something that's also got maybe a bigger 5 gallon, you know, 2 gallon canteen and some other singles, where you might also be able to carry 200-300 rounds of ammo. Probably a good Ranger handbook or Marine Corps handbook. I'm telling you, you better get prepared. If you're at home, you're going to stick at home, and quite frankly, you're not going to be able to drive probably 1,000 miles somewhere to the super duper place, you know? But if you got something, a bug out spot in the woods with some fresh water or spring water, a lake or something like that, maybe, and you got you an RV or something, or a small house or something down there, or you're renting it or whatever you're doing, then have some stuff pre-positioned or supplied, and you're in about within 40 or 50 miles. You probably can make that. Even if you have to roll the railroad track. Even if you got to roll the railroad track. Interesting enough about the 100-hour candles. Somebody was just telling me, oh, Crazy Horse was just out charging his deep cycle batteries in his shop and happened to notice my emergency candles. They were frozen solid. Advice on emergency 100-hour candles or 60-hour candles, do not store them in unheated places. You got to keep your 100. That's a good advice, my brother Crazy Horse. And I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you better have some lifeboat matches and all kinds of stuff so that you can strike them lifeboat matches. Extra big lantern, lighters, all the different things. You got to be able to start a fire to burn something to warm up. So you got to have to be prepared. Pray that your flight not be on the Sabbath day or that it be not in winter. Lord Jesus, Matthew 24. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Don't count on the election. Because the big money is sitting on the side and is ready to roll. And people say, oh, it's 15 minutes to prepare for nuclear attack. I heard Kilmeade on Fox say that the other day. No, it ain't Kilmeade. If you got a hypersonic missile rolling around, it's less than 5 minutes, baby. Also, submarines. Nuclear cruise missile off the coast in the deep trench off of Virginia, Maryland. Less than 5 minutes to pop D.C. and all the places and military bases. And others. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, you better get ready. You better have your basement going and ready if you can. And I tell you what, Cresson Carney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Cresson Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. It is online right now, several places in PDF form. Get you some cheap print paper. Load up your printer. And print the doggone Cresson Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War off. If you got it in print, you're much better off than you got it without print. Because I'm going to tell you what, unless you're protected against the EMPs, electromagnetic pulse, and some of the protection devices, you don't know because you don't know the strength of the EMP. But in the other sense, anything that you can protect yourself from, that's better off. New galvanized garbage can with a tight lid will help to protect against EMP. But in Cresson Carney's book, he shows you different things. How to deal with expedient type shelters. In other words, something on the fly. Hopefully you have a situation where you can get some water storage in a basement or a garage or wherever you're at, or a shop. Or you've got an underground root cellar that you've dug out already somewhere on your property, on your farm or your rancho. But you've got the situation where you've got it all set up nice, you know, gravel or rock or what have you, where everything drains out to a different spot. And you got food and water and things already set up there. Oh, I'm telling you, better be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. You better have a bunch of mezzo silver. You better have, I tell you what, it's getting hard to also get. Books. Here's a good one. Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures. How to use the latest, most powerful natural cures for the 21st century. And in there, he's got all kind of stuff about all the different types of diseases and things and bioweapons. You got to have super strength oil of oregano. Cass Ingram's got it. Oreganol is in the capsule forms. Or the drops, but the drops have a strong odor and a taste. But the oregano, oil of oregano capsules, plus the mezzo silver. Go right up at stevequayle.com, mezzo silver. Click on it. Click on it, click on it. And you got a good man out there in Long Island making this stuff. Long Island and New Jersey. Oh, man. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to blow here before too long. Don't know the exact time. Yep, so let's emphasize this again. Chilling NATO directive to all member ministers, war with Russia is inevitable. All Western people must prepare. I'm going to tell you what, if you do not have the warmth stuff, you're going to be in deep trouble. Food, water purification. We've talked to you about the filtration systems, the Berkeys, the Black Berkey filtration systems, but if you can't get that, you can get their original filtration system. But the Black Berkey filtration systems, which are harder to get, those right there would take out the viruses, bacteria, the protozoas, all the different stuff, the waterborne organisms, plus up to 99% of the chemicals. But if you can't get that, there's Katadyn, Aquarain, Pure, all kind of different things. If at the very least you try to strain it through cheesecloth or you strain it through t-shirts several times, then you boil the heck out of it, you know. Water purification is key. Food, water purification, firearms, and thousands of rounds of ammunition. You're going to need thousands of rounds if you get it. But if you can only get one group, just get one box. And if nothing else, 22 long rifle, you know, a Ruger 10-22 or something, or a Marlin 22 rifle, whatever it might be, and a few thousand rounds or $500 box of 22 long rifle. But 223, 308, 2.270, a deer rifle, whatever it is you got, 12 gauge pump shotgun. Get as many rounds as you possibly can. Fish Mox, Fish Flex, Fish Flex, Fish Mox. It's online. See what they've still got up there, because they don't have and can't get everything they used to could get in terms of fish antibiotics. Let's see if you can get Fish Mox, Amoxicillin, the 500 milligram, 100 count, Ciprofloxacin, Fish Cipro, Fish Doxy. I don't know what they've got available. It's getting hard to get. But while you can get it, get all the things that you can get. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you need gold or silver, which you're going to have some other different type of currency. And Brother Quayle was talking to me about old Mel Tappan, talking about how eventually when this thing would come down to it, you'd have a round of ammunition and be like a 22 long rifle even would be like a buck. We ain't there, but I'm going to tell you what. You might get there as it gets down to running and gunning, shooting and defending your property. But also you can get silver or gold. And I believe right on before here, let's see what we had here. The Dow was up almost 400 points, 395 on the Dow Jones Industrial, 37,000. 863.80. You see what they're saying? They're saying 7-3-10. Ah, number one, essentially. 8-6-14-3 is 17, isn't it? Okay. So we got 37. That's one. And then we got 17, or that's eight adding up. And that's God, number one God. You see, they're telling you the Dow boys are. And then you got 8-0. All right. Number one. 7-3 is 10, 37. Exit out, and you got 10 or you got 1. 8-6-3, you got 14-3 is 17. 1-7 is 18. Well, isn't that interesting? That's 3 sixes also, is it not? No, 17 and 1-8. Okay, never mind. 37, that's 10, that's 1. And then you got 8-6-3, that's 14-3 is 17, 1 is 8. 1-8, that's 1 is God. And then 8+0 is 8 also. They're telling you what the stock market is the king, you see. But see, ladies and gentlemen, 92% of the stock market is owned by 10% of the people. 92% of the stock market is owned by 10% of the people. The draft may be back in for all the young people out there, just to let you know. Conscription in various places in the United States and another place might be in if the war, all-out war with Russia goes. Now, that's assuming we're going to have a conventional war. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz, you see. We just talked about the overture. We ain't talking about hypersonic missiles. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Brother Quayle, he can get you gold. He can get you silver. And you can also get, you know, not only silver ounces and that kind of stuff, you could probably get 90% U.S. silver coins. You can get gold, platinum, palladium. Call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. That's Steve Quayle or Renaissance Precious Metals, but that's stevequayle.com. That's their phone number. And if you get Steve or if you get Tyler, a son, Tyler, who's been doing a lot of these new presentations, the Q-Piles 2.0 presentations, and doing a good job of it, too. Or if you get Daryl, his office manager, or if you get Stephanie, who might be working with you on a satellite phone situation. But I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you tell them old Hawk sent you. And to get it to you quick. Now, if you can assist old Hawk, I would greatly appreciate it if you can. I don't know what's going to go down with me, but I'm telling you, I got a good, strong voice. Thanks to the Lord Jesus. And I pray that the Lord will provide me medical miracles. And I hear about all the prayers that you're putting up for me, and I can feel them. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Anything is most needed and welcome. We sent to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Carter letter, put a little Federal Reserve notes in it, a little silver, a little gold, platinum. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. It is secure. Don't worry about that aspect of it. And God bless all those who have assisted me over the years and kept me in this game to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. I was recruited by the Archangel Michael, ladies and gentlemen, in a waking vision where I could see into heaven and hear the angels singing, the heavenly angels singing. And then all of a sudden, there was what I knew to be Archangel Michael. And next to him was Gabriel. And then he was talking to me in my mind, you know. And he said, this is Archangel Michael. Are you afraid? I said to him, no. And these are big, tough angels, man. Big and strong. They had wings in this sense. And in the background, I could hear the melodious singing and the most beautiful fresh air or anything I have ever smelt in a portal as I sat in my chair in my bedroom, witnessed by, in a sense, what I was saying and portions of it witnessed by my spouse. And basically, he asked me if I'm afraid. I said, no, and he touched me, reached out and touched me. And my body began to vibrate, and I got information, and I was told that I was to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant that has ears to hear and eyes to see about what is to come and what to expect, and to focus on certain scriptures in the whole nine yards. And Brother Quayle put me on air, and I've been here almost 20 years. Thanks to him and thanks to you and our Father in heaven. But I think you're going to see more. Not only GRU, but Red Chinese and Iranian and other Muslim terrorist activities. Or they may be hired by somebody, as the Iranians might hire somebody, or the Red Chinese might hire somebody, or the Russian Spets, or the GRU to hire somebody to do something in the United States. You got 10 power substations that control most of the power grid as well. Doesn't have to be the EMP, although Little Kim of North Korea is being goaded again to attack possibly South Korea, Japan, or the United States, because he's got a couple nuki-duki EMPs up in satellites over the United States in an orbit. Has had it for years. And it don't take a half an hour before stuff to hit, or 15 minutes. Less than five with these hypersonics. And if you got hypersonics, and if you don't have somebody like Austin, or let alone Red China Joe, he's even figured out that they're in charge, or they're going to defend the country. I mean, how's it going to work? How's it going to work unless you are prepared? The book One Second After is a good one. William S. Fortune. Also, there's other good books as well. Because I will say this to you. If you ain't ready to go, then we're going to be in deep doo-doo trouble. Let me tell you what. The oncoming election, once more, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be doing anything or not. But we're warning of all-out war with Russia now. NATO is. Go out and get you some more food tonight if you possibly can. I would also make sure that I had toilet paper and all the things that we didn't have, because if they're talking about at the World Health Organization that they're going possibly a second lockdown for election year COVID or something else or Ebola or whatever it might going to be or whatever the thing is or radiation. From a nukes. Or just cold. I'm going to tell you what. Firewood might be real good if you got a fireplace or something like that. It would be real nice. Or an outdoor wood burning stove or wood burner or a fire pit. If necessary, you could park a tent out there by the fire pit. You see? And have all your stuff on, your extended cold weather gear. If you do not have enough of it, talk about layer, then you better do that. And you better review that situation and the information. And there's all kind of good things in terms of books. No such thing as doomsday. Philip Hogue, that's a real good one. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights and your Constitution and your business. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner and get in there and get some information what you need to do. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the United States. Federal rights, United States Constitution, United States. And any Luciferians at the top slots that are coming against the people of the U.S. that say that the Bible makes you a domestic terrorist. Strike blows against them with your weapons from space. Mickey LaPool, stay on the optics, baby, and get ready to duke them strong hand-to-hand. Road and track a little L.